If you're thinking, I should go for a run today, but it looks like it could rain, Sierra says save on epic rain jackets. If you're also thinking, but I can't go out in these beat-up old running shoes, Sierra says save on top brand running shoes. And if you're still thinking, but I'm also busy performing brain surgery, well, then we say, you really should have led with that. Sierra, let's get moving to your local store, like now. Go!
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
This is Big E, and you're listening to the best of the New Day, Feel the Power, on Spotify.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
Live from a Zoom call emanating from Atlanta, Georgia, Lando Lakes, Florida, and it's got to be Austin, Texas, right? Is Austin, Texas here on the call? Hello? No, it's just Mr. Woods, Mr. E?
Yes.
Hello? I thought we had someone from Austin, Texas here. I had it written down. It was ready to go. That's a shame. It's you guys. It's the New Day. Take it away.
Wow. Wow. Much to his chagrin, Kofi is not currently here right now to hear you say his proper hometown. But he will be joining us at shortly, hopefully. I am Xavier Woods, a.k.a. Austin Creed. And E, you go ahead. Let him know.
Yeah, my name is Big E. By saying E, you kind of stole my thunder there. You really.
How so? Just... You're going to talk about Langston, aren't you?
Well, maybe. And well, also, I want to explain why Kofi's not here right now. He has some flight woes, so he's on his way. Hopefully, he'll be joining us very, very soon. But yes, my proper nomenclature is Big E. Many of you may know me from many moons ago, where I was Big E Langston. Kind of one of the worst parts about not having a crowd. I'm pausing for a little bit, but one of the worst parts about not having a crowd is because wouldn't it be dope to see the New Day come down to the ring and just see a cavalcade of human beings? And as we come down, they put their hands to their foreheads and their hands are so straight that they are curved and they salute you. You would smile, wouldn't you? Tears of joy might come down your face if you saw that. Let's save it for WrestleMania. You know, if you happen to be there for WrestleMania and the New Day, you know, Kofi and Woods will have their match. I suppose I'll have my match. It'll be bittersweet, but this is life. When you see us in these two matches and you happen to be at WrestleMania, even if you're up in the nosebleeds, if you're at Raymond James, if you're at home, just take that moment to put your hand, your grubby hand, it might be soaked in dip and guacamole. It might be just all orange from your Doritos, whatever you're doing, you know, while you're watching WrestleMania, whatever you got your grubby little hands into, just take a moment. When you see the New Day on your screen at WrestleMania, make sure to take a moment to take your grubby little paw and you put it to your temple, to your dome, and you make sure that it's so straight that it's curved. Make sure your hand should hurt. You should be in pain. That's how stiff your hand should be when you put it to your forehead, and you should salute your boys. And I will salute you back if we see you. That's what I want. That's what I would like moving forward. You know, that's respect. Respect for us. And we respect you too, people. Thank you so much. That's what I want. And that's kind of what I hope with the name Big E Langston. That's what I hope for. Is the respect, you know, that's a name that emanates respect. It carries the weight of respect. It's a girthy name, you know what I mean? Big E Langston. Don't look at me like that. You know I didn't mean it like that. I mean, it's weighty. It's got some heft to it. It's a hefty name. That's the name when you say it, Big E Langston. You got to put some bass in your voice when you say Big E Langston. But now you can say Big E any old way. Big E. It doesn't matter. You don't have to put any respect on your inflection when you say Big E. And that's what I hope to change. That's all I hope. You know, I don't really have much else to offer, but I think it's really important that we all salute each other in these trying times, you know, and not just any old salute, not just any old salute, but you know, it just means so much more. When that hand is curved, it just means so much more to me when I see it, because that's the way it's meant to be. That's the way it's supposed to be. Just like this. You might not be able to see it, but if there's a video of this, just like this, it should almost be, was it a parabola? Is that, you know, kind of that shape where it's almost a U-shape. If I had a little more dexterity in my hand, it would be more U-shape, but I'm working on it.
Are you trying to go for a 45 degree angle on that?
That would be very difficult for me. Very, very difficult. I don't have that ability, but I just want a real curve. Anyways, that's enough rambling about hands and hand structure and hand curvature. The reason we all gather here today is because once again, it is March Madness. And so many of you good people have clamored for another New Day tournament because I think in many ways it brings out the best in us and the worst. It really does. But here we are here on this day to decide the very best toys of all time. Of all time. The best toys ever made. And we have a bracket of 64 deserving, hardworking toys from decades ago, some from more recent times. But we are your professionals. We are your experts. We are the people who know better than anyone else. And we are here to decide the very best. And we're going to start with a field of 64. And we are your experts. Hopefully, Kofi will be here very soon to also weigh in on this very important matter. But right now, I'd like to bring in old doo-doo Dan, Dan Reichert.
You didn't have to do it like that, really. I'm doing you guys a favor sitting in for Kofi and you're calling me doo-doo Dan.
You asked to do this, so it's not really a favor. It's more of us saying, okay.
I admirably stepped in when Kofi could not get it right, folks.
Well, we're not only are we bringing in Dan to replace Kofi, but also we have not seen this bracket. We have thrown in some of our suggestions, but we have also brought Dan in to read off every part of the bracket. And before we even delve into that, we would like to talk about some of the toys that did not make the field of 64. Now, I am a person who I don't watch a ton of college basketball, but I love March Madness. I think it's very fun. And I love a play-in game. And old Dan here, there's a lot of pushback with my idea for a play-in game or a series of play-in games. I thought it would add to more fun, but he liked his nice round number of 64 teams.
64 is a great number.
It is a great number. I get it. But let's spend some time talking about some of the very incredible, admirable toys that did not make the field of 64.
Okay, these are not up for debate. I am just listing this for entertainment purposes, the ones that did not make the list. Are you ready?
Yes.
Street Sharks. Teddy Ruxpin, Pound Puppies, Cabbage Patch Kids, Mighty Max, Guess Who, Connect Four, Crossfire,
what?
A Koosh Ball, Mad Balls with a Z. Remember the Angry Balls?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Those Velcro ball catcher things where you'd throw it and it would stick to the circle.
Oh, those were clutch. Those didn't make the cut.
No.
I was playing with those yesterday.
Well, I'm sorry. It's not on the list. Army Men, Slot Cars, Nickelodeon Gak, Light Bright, Perfection. Remember Perfection where you'd turn the thing and it would all pop up and scare you?
Oh,
yeah. I have Perfection upstairs. Yeah, yeah. Transformers.
It's what's taught us to how to have anxiety attacks.
Yes, of course. And finally, Sand and Dirt. They did not make the cut.
What, as in, wait, is this a game or actual sand and actual dirt?
Was there a toy called Sand and Dirt? The earth elements of sand and dirt.
That's a shame.
I mean, you can make castles and stuff and play around, you know, make mud out of it.
So did grass not make the cut either?
Grass did not, but some just items did. I don't think any just straight up like earth elements did. No, unless Play-Doh comes from the earth. I don't know. I don't know the science behind Play-Doh.
So Play-Doh's in.
It just bubbles up out of the ground.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, they've got reserves underneath the earth's crust. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we're gonna have some issues with the Cabbage Patch dolls, right?
They were there. Look, nobody fought for it hard when we were talking ahead of time. You know, I made sure all the ones that you guys were adamant about made it onto this list.
I did tell Dan before. I would like to let people know that if you have any complaints, point them towards Dan. If you feel that there have been omissions, these are Dan's fault. And I let him know beforehand, I'm going to throw him under the bus. I will not take any of the flack. So I'd like to let you know that this is, if you really wanted Cabbage Patch Kids and thought they were one of the best 64 toys ever made. That's on Dan. That's not on me.
But also keep in mind, as of now, I am Kofi. So you can send that to @TrueKofi on Twitter. That's the rules. That's how this works.
I guess I can't refute that.
Yeah, yeah. This is, I tried to have something, but it was done.
You can't fight that.
God, yeah. Cabbage Patch Kids aren't in there.
They, you know, there's, in Georgia, there's a Cabbage Patch. Like, you can go see the Cabbage Patch Kids get like birthed, right?
What?
Yeah. It's super weird, but kind of like really interesting. So like, you go in and you like purchase a Cabbage Patch doll for like your kid who's there or someone that you're with, whatever. And they go through like a birthing process where like they come out of like the Cabbage Patch. So there's like a Cabbage Patch and there's like a bunch of Cabbage Patch dolls there, and yours like gets birthed out of it. And they go and they do the whole thing of like, hey, this is your baby. What do you want to name it? Blah, blah, blah. And it's almost like Build-A-Bear, but way more intense. And you actually don't really like build anything.
Is the shtick with them that they're actually born out of a Cabbage Patch?
Yeah, dude, here.
That's not accurate at all.
I mean, we don't know the lore.
Okay. Well, we know how like humans are born. It's not from a Cabbage Patch.
Cabbage Patch. So yeah, we know
the story.
They're very different. Cabbage Patch Kids and humans.
Yeah, of course. All right. So the tournament will be single elimination, 64 toys. This will be definitive. This will be scientific above all. And we will at the end know the greatest toy of all time, decided by Woods, E, and myself, Kofi Kingston.
You're enjoying this being Kofi thing a little bit too much. Yeah. You're just a surrogate right now. This is not your baby. Once you deliver the baby, you got to get off the pot. You know what I mean? Once Kofi comes in.
Once you deliver the baby, you got to get off the pot.
Right. That's how babies, you know, they're shot into a pot, right?
I think so. Yes.
I don't have a wife or kids.
That's science, how it works, yeah. Right? Yes.
And then the stork picks them up and, you know, takes them to the sky.
Yep. And everyone's just happy and they, yay. And then the baby gets dropped off.
Right.
All right. I have the physical list in front of me, the bracket. Are we ready to proceed?
Did you see these, by the way?
Me? I put it together.
But I mean, did you seed them? Was there a one seed?
Oh, seed
there
16 them. Seed? Loosely. Yeah. Yes, loosely. I wanted to make sure that every division, like, so there aren't going to be specific divisions, like with the movie stuff and everything, because there wasn't like a clean 16-16 breakdown or anything. But I did try to make sure that there were like some real heavy hitters in each one of them and some loser toys that aren't going to go far. Wow.
Because in the movie bracket, you put a lot of heavy hitters against each other in the first round, and I was very offended.
You did. Well, there's going to be, look, this is mostly heavy hitters here. I mean, you saw the ones that didn't make the cut. Cabbage Patch Kids, they were a phenomenon. They didn't make the cut.
Cleveland, Georgia, Babyland. That's what it's called.
What?
It's Babyland in Cleveland, Georgia. That's what the Cabbage Patch birthing place is called. Babyland General Hospital.
Oh.
That's creepy to me.
It really is, but it's kind of awesome too.
Also, for the record, every time I announce one of these matchups, I am going to text Kofi, who is currently in an Uber. And if he can get back to me in time after you guys have put the votes in, I will give actual Kofi's vote. If not, I will take his place. All right, here we go. Are you gentlemen ready?
I am ready.
Very ready.
The first round is Power Wheels versus Rubik's Cube.
Power Wheels.
I'd like to say, as someone who was made to feel dumber by not being able to easily figure out a Rubik's Cube, I think it's very simple. Power Wheels. Mm-hmm. So I guess the Dan vote really doesn't matter. Okay. Yeah, Rubik's Cube is that fun?
It's true for some people when you can figure it out and do it like quickly. It's like a fun brain teaser, I guess. But I mean, Power Wheels, you just get on and go. I'm having fun from the get-go. I don't have to learn anything. I just move my legs and I'll go forward.
I'm convinced it's an optical illusion anytime anyone's actually put together a Rubik's Cube because it doesn't make any damn sense to me.
You know what's crazy is you'll see, I think it's maybe it's TikToks or just viral videos. I've seen people do absurd things with Rubik's Cubes where they might have, like I saw someone build a mural very quickly with dozens upon dozens, maybe 1,000, I don't know, maybe 1,000 Rubik's Cubes, I don't know. But and very quickly we'll go through and it's time lapse. But like that's the part that also offends me. It's not only are you just figuring out the Rubik's Cube, which I think is difficult enough, but now you're just doing it so easily. I've seen people juggle them and figure them out.
That's too much.
So it's I don't like that it's being used as a device to make me feel dumb. And that's how I feel about a Rubik's Cube. So Rubik's Cube shouldn't have really made the field of 64 as far as I'm concerned.
No. Cabbage Patch Kids and Rubik's Cube out.
I agree.
If this had been Cabbage Patch Kids, who would have won?
Power Wheels.
Power Wheels are dope. You know,
they're really cool. Like Kofi said Power Wheels 100%. So we are unanimous
easy.
Here.
Yeah, easy. And I, you know what I think is dope too, is when like the day of Christmas or the day after Christmas, when you're out and you're walking around, what do you see? I feel like the neighborhood is always littered with kids on their Power Wheels.
Yeah. You were not always. From the Midwest. Yeah. You must have been in a warm climate.
Yeah, true.
That's what it's
said.
That's very true. Outside.
Yeah. In Florida, that's what we do.
Is it day after Christmas they're out on Power Wheels? Like, is your street not frozen over?
No, it's like, it's Florida, bro.
Because even now they've got all like the automatic ones too. It's
Well, Power Wheels unanimously advances. The next one, sorry, with an exclamation point, versus a yo-yo.
Ooh.
It's a very good one. Yeah.
I do love a good yo-yo. It'll walk the dog around the world.
I had a joint that lit up too. It was all colorful and it would light up.
What were they called? The brain ones? Because the brain ones would go to sleep?
Yeah. Oh,
what
yes.
What was the kind? What was the...
I can't remember.
You could flick it down and it would stop at the bottom.
And it would light up and then you pop it again and it rolls back into your hand. Then you do it backwards around the world and bring it back. My God. Oh, I'd love a yo-yo.
Ooh. I was going to go sorry, but then when we got into it...
Me too.
I feel like now we need to talk about the merits of sorry though. I haven't played sorry in a long time.
So Dunkin' yo-yos. That's what it was. Those Dunkins. Oh. Sorry. Okay, so sorry holds a soft spot in my heart because as a kid with board games, I would like Monopoly for whatever reason. Like it took me like a long time to grasp Monopoly because there's so many rules and somebody had to be a banker and there's a lot of moving parts where sorry made perfect sense to me. And the fact that it's like instant confrontation with people. So as you bump them, you say, oh, sorry, you got to go back to start. You can't play. Like it's so passive aggressive. Like the game made me do it, but I'm really not happy. I'm really happy about it, but I can't tell you that I am because I'm saying sorry. So that's where the first feelings of sorry, not sorry in life came from for me. So I don't know.
Well, I guess you put me in a position to make this answer. Now, I will say I played a lot as a kid. I played a lot of sorry. And I also messed around with yo-yo a lot. But I don't think I knew kids who could do cooler tricks with their yo-yos. And thus more spite built up in me. And I think this is what is going to come down to, for me on these votes for this bracket is how much people made me feel bad in these games. And I feel I don't have any memories of vengeance or anger or vitriol from sorry. I remember it being a good time. I remember there's still a little bit of trauma with the yo-yos and people out yo-yoing me. So I will have to extend my vote for sorry.
I think I'm going to go yo-yos because I'm actually ordering a yo-yo right now on Amazon because of the
as we speak.
Yeah. Yo-mega brain light up yo-yo.
Well, I'm sorry, Woods, because I've heard from Kobe Kingston and he says, sorry, just bought one for our kids and it still holds up. Those Dunkin' yo-yo commercials used to rope you in and make you think that you could do all those damn tricks. Never met a kid who could do a single one outside walk the dog.
What? He got to hang out with some more focused kids, you know? If you train on these things, my God.
You could do the one where you walk the dog, or no, you do the spin thing, and then you make the triangle and you make it go in between.
Yeah,
and
that's what I was wondering. What's that called, the triangle?
Is that the Eiffel Tower or something?
Maybe. No. It's
I can't remember what the one was.
Or the grandfather clock?
Sure, yeah, I can see that. But sorry advances. So, dang. Woods, you can get your consolation yo-yo.
All right,
it fine. Loses in the first round.
I'll order it now. It's red.
Next up, a ViewMaster. Remember the old, you put the thing there and you click it.
Yeah,
the red, versus Troll Dolls.
I'm going to go ViewMaster on this one.
ViewMaster was kind of dope because I feel like I remember... Didn't they do a bunch of when like the Disney movies would be hot? I feel like there was like a Lion King, ViewMaster. Am I bugging here? I feel like there was a bunch of Disney ones and those were cool.
Yeah. And they had the ones that you could like see the Grand Canyon, stuff like that, Niagara Falls. So like for me, that was kind of like, I guess the first like, this is going to sound weird, but the first like internet for me, because like I didn't go on like a lot of vacations. I'd go to California to like visit my other family or East St. Louis to visit my dad's side of the family. But everywhere else, like we didn't really like go on crazy vacations. So I didn't see a lot of those places. So like when I got the viewfinders, I'd be pumped because I would get the chance to like see what these other places and other environments look like that I didn't have access to. But then we have the internet so we can look up anything. But as far as like that kind of experience goes, that's what I got from those as a kid.
I can dig that. you know, I think back to Trolls, and it's funny because these are things I really haven't had to think about or engage with in quite some time. But I forgot about how much I used to love Trolls.
They're great.
When I was young, and I would, they'd have these little clothes that you could Velcro on and off, and they're interchangeable. And I feel like I even made some out of fabric. Like I cut some clothes out of fabric, and I made them for my little Trolls. And I very much love them. And also, they had the joints. You remember the joints that you could put on the end of your pencils?
Mm-hmm.
You could definitely have those. And you could take the hair if you wanted to. And you could just use the pencil. And you could have the hair brush against your face. And that's very soothing for me. I definitely remember having Trolls on my little wardrobe at home. My bureau. And I also would carry my little Trolls also to class as well. And I would have them. You also had little lanyard Trolls that would be attached to your backpack. I feel like Trolls were everywhere when I was young, and I have more of an affinity for Trolls. So I'm going to go with the Troll dog.
You're all over the Trolls. You had everything.
I was in well, the Trolls.
Kofi has gotten back to me. He said, Trolls were huge. I don't know why I was obsessed, but I was. TF is a Viewmaster. Three question marks. Followed up by, oh, just looked it up. Viewmaster 100%. Felt like the future.
What a roller coaster.
Viewmaster advances.
Oh, my bad. Y'all right. Y'all right. My bad.
He said it felt like the future.
Yes.
All right. Viewmaster advances. Condolences to Troll Dolls. Sure. Next up, great Battleship movie. Or Hulk Hands?
I gotta say this. Maybe Hulk Hands were too late for me, because I feel like I didn't remember seeing Hulk Hands until I think I was an adult or in college.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be frank. I don't really get it. I don't really get it, man. No,
it's they were like, you remember Sock and Boppers though, right?
Yes.
And you love Sock and Boppers.
Not really.
No. So we did as kids. And for us, because I think Hulk Hands came out in high school. And you could grab, there's like a handle on the inside. And when you would hit with them, they would make noises. And so for us, us who played with Sock and Boppers, that was like a soft, safe way to like box with your friends. Hulk Hands were like the adult version because they were still soft, but they were still pretty hard. And we shouldn't be fighting with these, but we were. And it was, I don't know, it made it way more fun. We got to do a lot of stuff, worked them into our backyard wrestling leagues. It was a thing.
See, back in my day, I come from an era where you didn't have to put anything on your hands. My grandpappy said, never glove up, never obscure your hands. He said, you grow those calluses on your hands. You go out in those streets and you throw them hands and make sure to keep them unadulterated. So I was told from a very early age that I couldn't put those things over my fists. So it's just bare knuckle for me. I was out in these streets, bare knuckle in alleys and whatnot.
Big bare knuckle boxer in high school. Yeah.
Yeah. You know me. Did you watch the Battleship movie, by the way?
I actually, it was on yesterday and I caught like the tail end of it. And I realized that I'd never seen it, but I knew it was Battleship as soon as the ending started happening. I won't spoil it, but.
Okay. I remember it not being good from what I recall, but Rihanna is in it. And that gives us some points, I guess. Battleship, okay, I'll say this. Battleship was a staple of our after-school programs when I went to daycare. Battleship was it, man. Battleship was a hell of a game. Two, you're over there, you got your little ships. Two, and you're plotting and you're strategizing. You're learning about strategy from a young age. And I feel like what a pleasurable way to engage with someone when you sink their battleship, just knowing that feeling. Also, there's a great bit from Seinfeld where they're playing Battleship. and Jerry makes Elaine do like a blowing up sound and she like begrudgingly does a as he sinks her battleship. And that brought me great pleasure. So as you can tell, my vote is for Battleship.
Woods, is yours for Hulk Hands?
I'm going to go Hulk Hands, yeah. And I almost changed it because of that scene in Batman Forever with Jim Carrey. You sunk my battleship! But I gotta go Hulk Hands.
Fine.
Now we do have Kofi's response here.
I bet I know this.
Also, he's been asking what has advanced each time, and I've told him, and he says, the boys aren't desecrating the tournament this time around. This is glorious. And then he said, Battleship, I thought Hulk hands were a fairly recent deal. Needless to say, I never had them. I agree with him and Woods, or him and E, in that I don't remember them until like college. Woods, are you the youngest one on this call?
34. Barely.
Barely. The same
34. Age. I'm 36. Yeah. Okay. When did they, I feel like those were like a mid-2000s thing, right?
I wanted to say, right? I don't. Yeah. I do not remember them at all.
2003. Yeah.
Okay. So we were junior, senior year of high school.
We're in, yeah, juniors in high school. Yeah. That's like prime time for, I feel like sports boys to be finding ways to fight without hurting each other.
Like sleepovers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, Battleship Advances.
Fine.
Sorry to Hulk hands. That was yours. Woods, you suggested that one.
What failed?
It failed. Hulk hands? Yes. Yes.
Well, that's what normally happens because people don't like my choices for things. So Golden Girls, I get edged out. Hulk hands, I get edged out. It's fine. I just led a different life, apparently.
Don't be like that.
Fair enough.
Come on.
Dan started it, and I'm just telling the truth.
Everyone's got a vote. All right. Next up, Hot Wheels versus Tickle Me Elmo.
If we're talking about what was the bigger phenomenon?
Tickle Me, obviously.
Tickle Me Elmo.
Yeah.
I don't know of a toy that had a bigger spike, like one Christmas season, than Tickle Me Elmo. There probably are others.
It's like that to Elmo and the Beanie Babies.
Beanie, I was going to say Beanie Babies. People
like got trampled to death, like for Furby. Real for Beanie Babies.
There's Furby.
Furby was big too. That's
yeah.
true.
Mm-hmm. Elmo was huge though.
Elmo was huge. But Hot Wheels as a boy is incredible. Those little like die cast cars and the detail was incredible. And you could buy the little tracks and run your little loop de loops. I love a loop de loop. Who doesn't love a loop de loop? You know what I'm saying? Hot Wheels. That's for me. I think I was of the right age, but Tickle Me Elmo. Actually, I might have been slightly too old, or maybe I thought I was too old for Tickle Me Elmo.
We were too old.
Yeah, I think we were too old. So this is Hot Wheels for me, because I think Hot Wheels too is something you can be into more. It felt more acceptable to be into when you were five, and also still be into like, hey, I'm gonna collect at 15.
Yeah,
I feel like.
Elmo came out in 96.
I mean, okay. We were 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably a little too old.
Yeah. Cause it would have been a thing where we're carrying it around everywhere we go and playing with it. And yeah, we're too old, but yeah, I'm going to go Hot Wheels as well. Great toy, Tickle Me Elmo, but just wasn't in my repertoire.
All right. Well, Hot Wheels will advance. And just Kofi's piece here is, although Tickle Me Elmo was insanely popular, starting fights in stores around what was supposed to be the season of joy, going with Hot Wheels, they've stood the test of time.
Yes.
That's unanimous.
Each of us put like big respect on Tickle Me Elmo before we voted against it.
Yes. Yes. But it does remind me, again, sorry, but I have another Seinfeld reference. It does remind me when Frank Costanza is talking about the story of Festivus. And he talks about the reason he decided to start Festivus, this alternative holiday to Christmas. At one point he says, he talks about shopping for a toy and like trying to find a doll for George. And like the next line is, as I rain down blows upon this man. So he's talking, which feels like a very real thing at the time. When you talk about these really popular toys, you know, that episode was probably mid to late 90s. And it's wild because you would hear these stories of people, of parents scrapping over Tickle Me Elmos, of blood being shed on Christmas Eve and people in these stores for Tickle Me Elmo because the demand was that high. And I don't remember Hot Wheels ever having that kind of demand, but still I stick with my vote of Tickle Me Elmo not getting the vote. I don't know why I said it like that, but Hot Wheels is the vote.
It was very confusing.
that tracks. I'm doing a lot of time checks here. And so the Festivus episode came out December 18th, 97. So like a year after Tickle Me Elmo. So all that stuff had happened. So they may have been going off the heels of it. Could have been inspired by.
Good call.
Yeah. Kofi follows up with, I'm not comfortable advancing a Tickle Me toy. Some added editorializing from Kofi there.
I like that he's nervous that if Tickle Me Elmo made out of the first round, that it's just going to win.
Yeah. Too powerful.
Well, and then when we're talking about those kinds of toys, I feel like there's a whole other subgenre of toys in the vein of tickling and such sensual delights.
Are we doing
that'll be the next tournament.
Are we doing that bracket?
Yeah,
are we doing
that bracket? That'll be like August, September, I think.
I'll be more active in that thread.
Yeah. That's our New Day pod after dark. Yeah. That's one of those.
Yeah. Oh, Tickle Me New Day. That would be great. Dara says. Yeah. Yeah. No, not a Lord. Well,
good Lord.
No, just.
Also, we forgot to mention video games were deemed too powerful for this bracket.
Well, yes.
It's just too much. It's not fair. Yes. That's a whole bracket by itself.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. No consoles, no video games because of that. Yes.
Agreed. None.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Next up, Trivial Pursuit or Nerf Bow?
Nerf Bow. 100%. That's not even a Trivial Pursuit. I can play trivia in so many different ways. I don't need Trivial Pursuit at all.
Man, Trivial Pursuit made learning fun. I won't say to the level of Jeopardy because it was more engaging, but with Trivial Pursuit, I felt like it made it cool to know things. And I would have this voracious appetite to learn more. Or to do some more investigation, or I think it made it cool to learn things, to know trivia. And I actually don't think we had Nerf. I don't think I ever played with Nerf Bow. That doesn't really strike me as something that I did. I don't think I did.
Really? I understand the fun aspect of Trivial Pursuit. For me, I feel like there's so many trivia games that there's nothing that stands out for me about Trivial Pursuit that makes it better than another trivia game.
But the gold standard in all of trivia games to me, Trivial Pursuit. That's the gold standard. That's the name that has stood the test of time. Trivial Pursuit.
Is that your vote?
Also, yes, it is my vote. And I also got to play Trivial Pursuit in a backstage segment on SmackDown. Never had a Nerf Bow backstage segment on SmackDown.
Well, never asked for a Nerf Bow.
I did. So that is true. They didn't have one on the truck.
I'm going to ask for one on Monday.
You better not.
I'm going to.
Please no.
Please yes, I will. Thank you.
I recreated the entire, I remember in American Gladiators, the assault course.
Where yes!
The
person out there.
So I had my friend stand underneath a dartboard and I had the Nerf bow and a bunch of Nerf stuff. And I would like set up like pitchbacks and stuff for tie behind and I would shoot bows and stuff up at it. Yeah. Recreated the entire thing in my basement. Love the Nerf bow.
That's why I like that because while I do enjoy more sedentary things at times, sitting down, playing a board game, Trivial Pursuit, whatever, as a kid, like these active toys that were toys of things that I wasn't allowed to use. Like I wasn't allowed to use a bow and arrow because that would have been terrible for everyone involved. But I could use a Nerf bow and arrow and feel that same kind of energy and realize, nope, I don't actually want to shoot a real bow and arrow. This is enough for me. Like that's hitting with me a lot harder than what's the capital of Wyoming?
Well, Kofi has chimed in.
Cheyenne.
There you see. And there you go. And that's why you picked a real pursuit.
Thank you.
Nice. Kofi says, first real tough one, Nerf bow. I wanted the, my goodness, that's an expletive, out of that Nerf arrow storm. I can't say these words that Kofi's texting, but he very much wanted that Nerf arrow storm.
All right. That's fair.
All right.
I will say, though, you're talking about American Gladiators. I know they tried to bring it back and they did for a little bit.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
With Leila Ali. And some other guy, but I think it should be here. I think it should be redone. I feel like we should be in charge of bringing it back. I feel like it shouldn't be a thing that comes and goes. It's an incredible game. I can't imagine something more engaging as a kid. That to me was the game. That's what I wanted to be on.
Yeah. And Larry Zonka.
Yes.
And Adam Lee. Yes.
Right. Remember Two Scoops? Two Scoops was one of the greatest American Gladiator competitors of all time.
He must have been a contestant, right? Not a gladiator.
Yes, he was a competitor. Yes.
Okay, all right.
He was a legend.
Like Nitro, Turbo, and Two Scoops.
he was so good, he should have been up there with him. But anyways, look into Two Scoops.
Yeah, if you go back and watch it, so we started watching, like binging American Gladiators, they're very physical.
As they should be.
Very. You talk to some of the shows now, and it's like, okay, cool. Like they were like trying to hurt each other. I was into it.
Those joust sticks, yeah. All
That's
right.
That's what we should do.
Nerf Bow advances over Trivial Pursuit. Next up, we've got the Easy Bake Oven against a sled. Slay.
Couldn't you have like given it some pizzazz?
It's just a sled. Look, it can be a lunch tray, whatever you want, a sled. Yeah.
You kind of tipped your hand with the way you announced the sled, I feel.
Sleds are awesome.
I guess. So I will say that my sisters had an easy bake oven. And as a kid, what is better than learning how to bake under a tiny little bowl? That's incredible. And they had so many different recipes, so many little things you could make. And it wasn't just like these other toys where, oh, I'm making a Play-Doh cake. This was real food. Real food I'm learning to create. I'm learning a skill as a child. I'm taking those little bags of powder and I'm ripping them open and I'm mixing them and I'm learning the recipes and I'm learning a skill and it's fun and it's engaging. That's incredible. They made cooking and baking fun under a little bulb, just a little tiny bulb. Do you see what kind of a miracle that is? You can make that a toy. You can make cooking and baking a toy for kids. That's incredible. Also, I lived in Florida. You know damn well I ain't voting for no sled. What am I going to do with a sled? We don't even have hills here. It's not even like I can do dry runs down hills. It's flat and it's hot here. I'm not going to vote for a sled. Although, I must remind you that three of us, we put this on Instagram Live. This was a few years ago. But we stayed with my buddy. Shout out to Mike Sabers, my really good buddy. But we stayed with him. And anytime we have shows in Cedar Rapids, for the most part, I'll always make sure to stay at his house because Cedar Rapids, Iowa is probably, it's about half an hour from where I went to school. And Mike and I were teammates. We played together. We lived in a house together. And, it's one of my best friends on the earth. So we stayed with him. And it was during the winter. And I will say I had a blast just sledding because he's got a nice property and he lives on a hill. So we just spent an hour, 45 minutes just going down this hill as fast as we could in the winter snow. I was out there bare chested. Yep. Shirtless, bare chested. That was a hell of a time. We were just out there being big ass kids. It was great. But still, no vote for sled. No vote for sled. Yeah. Easy bake oven.
Yeah, sleds are fantastic. And I never really got the experience to learn to use an easy bake oven, but I did end up getting a creepy crawlers oven.
Oh, yes.
Save that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Wait, it's a separate thing?
We'll see it. Yeah.
It's different. It's different, but same idea. Okay, so I'm going to go easy bake oven because of my affinity for children's ovens, because the whole point is teaching the kids how to cook. So then eventually you can have them cook dinner and you can sit back with your feet up and let them do the work.
Well, Easy Bake will advance based on your votes. But Kofi here says, oh my God, Easy Bake was cool and delicious and desirable, but a sled, the rush. Would you include a snow tube in this selection? I said, yes. He said, oh, sled 100%. Going down huge hills and building jumps to go off. The rush is unmatched. I said, Easy Bake won. And he said, these Southern expletives.
Oh, sorry. You used to live somewhere cold and you don't want to cook.
He just called you gluttonous as well. My goodness.
What's the problem? It worked out.
Do you know how small those portions were? Those Easy Bake portions. No, that's not gluttony. We were
not making a little more birthday cake. You can get a fourth of a cupcake, possibly.
Right. And I got two sisters. I'm splitting it. We're splitting it three ways. Well, there's no gluttony here.
The rush wins. Learning how to cook. My God, that's a rush.
Thank you.
And the rush wins. Easy Bake Oven advances over a sled.
I feel like you also need to, I know he's not texting these things, but he'd be throwing a bit of a tantrum here. And I need you to kind of tantrum it out here.
Yeah.
When he loses.
Maybe, next one, throw a tantrum as Big Money Kofi. That'll be good.
That'll go great. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, sure. I'll nail the accent. Yeah.
If we put the clip on social, just make sure to have Ian myself saying, hey, this is okay. It's okay that he's doing this.
Sure. Okay. I'll nail it. All right. Next up, we have Twister versus Talk Boy.
Does Talk Boy also include Talk Girl?
Yes.
And is a Talk Boy a yak back?
No, I think Talk Boy is specifically the thing from Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. The one with the little like kind of microphone stuck out and little tape deck. I believe so. Feel free to look up any images.
That is exactly it. Yeah, Yak Back is a whole other thing.
Okay.
Yeah, Yak Back was more of a keychain thing.
Yes. So, sorry, what was the Talk Boy up against?
Twister.
Ooh. I'm going to go Talk Boy.
Kofi's still yelling about the Easy Bake Oven. He said, what could you bake in that damn oven aside from brownies? little mini ass muffins.
No, there was a whole assortment of things. First, I can Google it.
You'll have to let him know when he joins.
Yes.
He's very upset about the oven.
What, you going to talk, boy?
You know what? Matter of fact, if you're listening to this podcast, if you're listening to this podcast and you have an Easy Bake oven and you can bake some crazy stuff in it, bake the coolest thing that you could possibly bake in an Easy Bake oven. And please just tweet it at Kofi, at True Kofi. That'll make my day.
Thank you. Also, they had an Easy Bake oven in Seinfeld. So that's pretty easy there. I will have to say, I've talked about this many times, my favorite Christmas movies ever. I watch every single Christmas Eve. It's Home Alone 1 and Home Alone 2. And a Top Boy was specifically made. And they made a Top Girl. And I think it was the same thing, except it was like pink and purple because my sister had one. And it was incredible. They also had, I believe they had little pens. They're like Top Boy pens. And they were kind of cool. It was like a normal pen. But then on the base of the pen, you could record, you could slow-mo, you could fast forward. And I feel like when you describe it, it doesn't sound that cool because it's just like a tape recorder. But it was from Home Alone. And that was the coolest thing around at the time.
The pen was really cool. I remember having this. So for those of you who don't know what the pen is that he's talking about, so it's a regular pen, but there's six or actually... nine buttons in total. So there's record, play, and looks like pause maybe. And then on the other side, you have your voice modulation. So just think about how much fun you guys have on your cell phones, like with a little filter, making your voice sound weird. Like this was our first foray into that. And we could do it with a pen. So we could use this pen in class. And then anytime we had downtime, we could say something in the pen, toss it to our friend. They can hit play and listen to it. But the voice sounds all weird because we use like the modulation stuff. So it's a whole thing. And that's, for those of you who don't understand, who are too young for it. Like this was, all of these things we're picking, you all have all of them in cell phones now. And that's why you like cell phones so much, because they just took these toys and put them into a tiny device that you can hold in your hand. So Talk Boy for me.
Talk Boy, easy for me. You knocked it out the park. Talk Boy and Talk Girl.
Yes. Talk Person.
And I guess, is it, what's this called? The Talk Boy FX recording pen? Yeah, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Made by Tiger. Tiger had a bunch of dope games.
They did.
In time, by the way.
They were killing it. I think they made Hit Clips too.
Oh, that's going to be next.
Oh, okay. I'll shut up. Sorry.
Yeah. Kofi also says Talk Boys. That is unanimous. Talk okay, Boy well. Advances.
And Kofi had some more expletives, didn't he?
He's been filthy on text. Yes.
Okay. He said, just use your actual oven. If I'm 5 or 6 years old, my parents aren't going to have me making my own recipes and sticking my hands into and out of an oven. That's not sense. A toy either. Use your actual oven.
That's an appliance.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
At what point? Yes. So with Kofi's kids, he's not going to let them use his oven, but an Easy Bake oven, you would. Like, what is he not understanding?
Well, he lost. So we'll see if he's still mad about it when he jumps on the Zoom call.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Next up, Monopoly versus Hit Clips.
That's not fair. That's not
what
fair
is,
at all.
What is Hit Clips?
Hit Clips is like, hold on.
As you walk out, I'll make my case for, I'm Googling it now, and it's going to be pretty clear that I have no connection to Hit Clips, so I will not be voting for Hit Clips. Monopoly is arguably the greatest board game ever created. Monopoly has been the cause of many fights, many disturbances. I still am not sure I know what the rules are, because they have been changed so many times while playing Monopoly. I remember the anger I felt in my life when my sisters lost some of the Monopoly money. And we tried our best. It's not the same. We would make our own little bills for those that were missing and write them on slips of paper. But there was nothing better than actually holding that Monopoly money in your hand. Monopoly is it's an incredible brand. They've reached out to many different corporate. Wasn't there a WWE Monopoly? I feel like that
they've done like every brand you could imagine. Yeah.
They've done every brand.
Yeah.
Monopoly is one of the you could spend hours. You could play for 2 hours, and it teaches you about finances, about how to acquire homes. It teaches you how to be a slumlord. You know, it's training for that. How to really dominate people when it comes to money. And
right. Real capitalist.
Yeah. It teaches you just really how to be a brutal, ruthless capitalist with no real love or empathy for the poor or those who have less. It's a real great introduction into American housing. And that's what I love about Monopoly. And that's why it's something that will always be very near and dear to my heart. I feel like if you polled the country, if you polled them between Monopoly and Hit Clips, it's at least 90% Monopoly. At least at minimum.
If not 95.
If not 95.
Yeah. So the fact that you don't know what Hit Clips is, so this is Hit Clips. So what it is, it's kind of like, I don't know if it'll autofocus.
Is that going to check my tire pressure? What is that? So you
see, and then when you press play. So you have a bunch of different songs, right? And this won't turn off until it's done. So you have a bunch of different songs. So like, let's say the new Britney Spears song comes out, it'll have like a 25 second or 30 second clip of the song you put there and you hit play. And it was the way that, again, we listen to music because that's what we had. And you're looking at me like I'm going to pick Hit Clips when I'm clearly not. I'm just explaining what it is.
Why is it on the list though? That's the bigger question.
He wanted it.
You talked about toys. I said, oh, Hit Clips. I started collecting them a while ago. I enjoy them.
That's fair. What did old Cove say?
He just said Monopoly.
No, he didn't put
just any Monopoly, minor. No punctuation, and no editorializing, nothing.
I was lazy. I was very lazy.
And also when you say why is it on the list, I didn't know it's going to go up against Monopoly first.
Well, all that's right. When we're talking about seeding. Against
sled?
Hey, that's seeding. Monopoly is a one seed.
Fair.
Hey, Clint, is that how sports works? Is that a 16 seed would be underneath the one?
Yes, that works. Well done there. Well done. Yes.
I went to the University of Kansas. I feel like I heard people talk about seeding once or twice, despite never seeing a college game.
Yes.
All right. Well, Monopoly wins and advances over Hit Clips. Next up, X-Men figures versus Candyland.
X-Men figures.
This is so easy.
Yeah.
This is very easy. Candyland was it's a suitable board game. It's fine. Do I know the rules? Couldn't tell you. I have a vague sense of what the board looked like. I played it, sure, as a kid. But you want to talk about the greatest toy. If I could make a list at age 7 through 10-ish, maybe even younger, maybe a little bit older, if I could pick out a toy that I wanted, number one, easily top 5. Maybe like some bigger purchases if we're getting into consoles or something bigger. But X-Men figures were always at the top. Anytime my mom was like, hey, you can pick out a toy, my eyes would light up. And where would I run? I would try to find the newest Wolverine or Weapon X. That, for some reason, that Weapon X figure, Wolverine, all like naked with the tubes running out of him and that sweet thing on his head. And he's just in the chamber, just healing. That Weapon X figure to me that's a God level figure in my life. To me, Wolverine was my guy. And that Weapon X figure was incredible. Adamantium and whatnot. But man, the X-Men figures were all, who made the X-Men figures? Do we know? I want to say, was it Toy Biz? I want to say Toy Biz.
Possibly. Let's see.
But anyways, those X-Men figures were the truth. And I will easily, that should have been a one seed. If you ask me.
I 100% should have.
Well, you guys pushed it through, despite Kofi voting for Candyland.
What? I don't understand.
What is wrong with him?
He probably just trying to be decisive because he knew we would pick. Like, so like you said, that Weapon X was for you. I had a 8-inch saber tooth that was mine. Like, so you were talking about, we were too old for Tickle Me Elmo to be carrying around toys and stuff. Like I carried that saber tooth around for like a good while to the point where I was like too old. And my dad was like, hey man, you can do what you want, but I'm just telling you, like maybe put it in your bag. When you go to school, if you're going to bring it with you. I loved it. So yeah, X-Men toys.
It advances. Next up, Skip It versus Bop It.
Oh, come on, dude.
It sounded good together.
Put them on opposite ends. They both had it.
Nah, you got to put the ends together.
Why do you do this?
Because you got to decide for the entertainment of the folks at home.
I guess you're stuck here. I don't think I know Bop It is. I think I played a little bit of Bop It, but my sisters once again had a Skip It, and I put so many miles on that Skip It. It had a little counter, so it would let you know how much work you were putting into. I'm out there getting my fitness in, wrapping that bad boy around one of my ankles, and I would just Skip to my heart's delight. And I, you know, I got to credit a lot of my footwork to Skip It. I should actually write the people of Skip It because they helped me get a college scholarship to Iowa and, you know, probably helped me get to WWE. So I owe much of my life, probably a good portion of my salary to Skip It. In fact, I should probably dedicate a wing of my house to Skip It because without Skip It, there is no Big E. There is no Big E without Skip It. Skip It is an elite toy. And I will also say Skip It is a toy that I got to mention on WWE programming many moons ago, pre-New Day. And Road Dogg actually asked who wrote this Skip It line. And he tried to blame one of the writers for making me look like a doofus. And I told him, no, sir, that's me. Skip It and I, we go way back. That Skip It line, that's on me. I said it and I want it. So Skip It over Bop It.
So, okay, you make a very good argument for Skip It. And I'll throw something at that. But Bop It, I loved it because, like you said, you liked learning and Trivial Pursuit, things like that. I loved like patterns in games and having to like physically do stuff. So the fact that you got to spin it and actually bop it and flick it, like all that stuff. Yes. Trying to get the high score with people like in the same room. There's something about that because it starts to get faster and faster. Like we talked about with perfection, it's a built-in anxiety attack for a little kid. But then you talk about Skip It. And you have that commercial with the song and you with, and the very best thing of all, there's a counter on this ball. So see if you can beat the very best score and see if you can jump a whole lot more. Like it's gotta be Skip It. Cause he even ends it with Skip It and a Gip It and a Bop It Did Bop. He just stopped saying words. He was like, you're already in. He's like, you're already going to buy this. You're already going to buy this. I'm just going to start scatting.
Let me scat on the way out. Yeah.
Skip it and a beep it and a bop it bop. Like, he's like, my job is done, dude. Pay me, dude. So it's going to be Skip It.
You guys have pushed Skip It through despite Kofi, who is just pulling into his house right now, says, Bop It. Skip It was surprisingly painful and cumbersome.
You got to put a long sock on or it's going to tear up your ankle skin, dude. You don't know this? You don't know this?
You right? Gotta come correct. Come with the right gear on, bro.
He wears high top shoes. They probably messed up his shoes.
You guys pushed it through. Skip It advances over Bop It.
Good.
All right. And as he is set to enter at any point here, I will go ahead and read the next one. Mr. Potato Head or Scrabble?
Well, Potato Head. Gotta get the name right.
Potato.
Well, it's just Potato Head now.
Oh, Potato Head. Or Scrabble.
Oh, they took the Mr. out? What? Can you explain what happened with me? Because I don't understand.
I don't really know. I saw it for a half second and turned it off. I was like, there's so many other more important things I need to look at.
So they just dropped the Mr. and now it's Potato Head.
Yeah. I just saw people yelling about it. And I'm like, who, do you really care about this? Is this what bothers you? It's tax season and you're worried about people taking the gender off Mr. Potato Head. Who cares?
Sorry, it's Potato Head up against who?
Scrabble. Mr. Scrabble.
I'm gonna go Scrabble because I do enjoy. Well, I used to enjoy Words with Friends before I played with Ian Kofi, and they beat me into submission, and I couldn't play anymore. But for that purpose, there's essentially Scrabble apps, and there's no Potato Head apps. So because it's still kicking, it's a great game, Scrabble.
It's great. So Kofi has now jumped into the chat, so we have no more use for Doodoo Dan. Kofi is here.
I gotta read the things.
Yeah, that's true. We have some use for you. Sorry, sir. I've noticed you. I think I heard you mumbling under your breath some curse words. One, two. Your screen name for some reason is now the Kofinator, which it was not beforehand. So kudos.
Yeah. That's me.
Kudos to you on that.
For whatever reason, when I go to start it, it goes as my wife's name. So I just decided to switch it up.
And your wife's name is the Kofinator.
I'm not my wife. The Kofinator is what came to mind first.
Oh, I thought that was her name that she uses.
Well, hey, you know what? She might. It might be a pseudonym. I don't know.
Thank you for joining us. I will say, I think we should probably briefly catch up on your angst. You had some responses that were laden with curse words because of the things that we voted on.
Mm-hmm. What the hell, guys? What the hell?
What's your problem?
You know? I understand that you guys grew up in the South. I understand that you grew up in the South, okay? You didn't have a lot of access to snow. You didn't really get the full effect of what it meant to have a snow day and to go sledding and to spend a day going up and down hills and getting this rush. And then you switch from a sled to a snow tube. Then you downgrade to a toboggan. You wonder why they would invent something like a toboggan. It was old school, but now they came up. But the evolution of sledding and the pure rush that it would give you, there was nothing like it, guys. And I know you didn't experience it, but I feel like you should have been able to use your imagination and understand that sledding, it was far more, it was just more fun than the Easy Bake Oven, you know? You should have been able to use your imagination on that, guys. I was very pleased with all the lack of desecration of the tournament, which I feel like you guys went out of the way to do last tournament. I don't want to bring up old stuff, you know, but I'll bring it up. You know, there was a lot of desecration. We made it right when we picked the greatest television show of all time with Dragon Ball Z. So the ship was all righted, but to pick the Easy Bake Oven over sledding is a crime, guys. I just don't know if you know what you've done. That's all. Mr. Woods?
I'm just confused because I feel like with a sled, you're telling me I can't play with this unless the weather is right? That's the issue that I have. So like a sled, yeah, okay, it's nice up there when it's cold, when it's snowing, but you're telling me I can only use this toy in certain conditions? That's where Easy Bake Oven, I just gotta have an outlet and I'm good.
Not true. You have to have the ingredients. What happens if you don't have the ingredients?
Then you make something that you have the ingredients for, Kof.
They come with them.
Yeah.
But what happens when you run out of all the ingredients? What happens when you run out of everything? You don't just have
a purchase more.
I never had an Easy Bake Oven, but was it an infinite bag of supply?
Are you equating having to buy ingredients to the fact, like, are you saying that you could go buy snow to use with your sled?
Well,
is that what you're saying?
There are obviously limitations behind every toy. There are limitations. You wouldn't be able to just go at the drop of a hat on your own as a youth and go buy the ingredients to an Easy Bake Oven. You wouldn't have that opportunity. I'm just saying the fun that you would have had sledding is more, it's greater than the fun you had baking these nasty treats. Okay.
False. I feel like you're not making a good case, and I feel like we should move on. A lot of stumbling, a lot of fumbling. I feel like you had You had no
stumbling
conviction.
And fumbling. This is. I'm just confused. I'm bewildered. That's what it is. I don't understand.
Let's move on to Potato Head and Scrabble, sir.
Yeah. For the record, what votes are officially in? Woods, do you have a vote officially in?
Scrabble is in.
Scrabble.
What is it? Scrabble and what?
Potato Head.
Oh boy. I think Potato Head was kind of overrated, personally. Just being able to make faces with, you know, different body parts. It was cool for a while, but Scrabble has a lot more longevity, I feel, than Potato Head did. So I'll go with Scrabble.
I don't really get Potato Head either, if I'm being honest. I know it was very popular. I know people seem to love it. It's a part of American culture, but I don't really understand it. I don't know what the point is. I don't know what you're trying to do with it. I don't know why it exists. I don't know why it's a potato. Why are you putting a face on a potato? Maybe it's ignorance. Maybe it's a lack of understanding. I'm going with Scrabble, like you said, a la Words with Friends. It's a game where you grow your intellect. You learn about new words. You play new words. It's fun. And you get, this is a time where I got to lord my intellect over others, over small children. And as someone who loves new words and vocabulary, Scrabble, easily.
This is why Potato Head was a thing. Because it dropped in 1952. So it just kind of...
About to say.
At that point in time, they're like, oh my God, eyes out where the arm should go. What? And then it just kind of stayed. They didn't have a lot going on.
They would take anything. That's the era, like Jax was real big. They would take any kind of thing.
Funny you say that.
Jax.
Is Jax next?
Speaking of Jax and speaking of 1952, here's one for the kids. Jax versus marbles.
You're telling me...
What?
Cabbage Patch Kids didn't make it, but Jax... And marbles,
Jax and marbles. Yes.
Cabbage Patch Kids is not on here.
I just ran the numbers. I checked the science. That this is how it.
And you said Jax and marbles.
Jax and marbles both made it. Yes. I'm not saying that. The science said that. The bracket science.
Jax and marbles are together or against each other.
Okay.
You can vote neither if you want to give the winner of the next one a bye. Yes.
Yeah, I'd love a bye.
Our tournaments work.
Yeah.
Who would it be going up against?
I can't reveal that yet.
No, you have to vote. I feel like you should vote. Are you abstaining?
They both are super boring. I mean, I'll flick a marble. It's fine. I'd rather play Pogs if I'm going to play something like that. But I don't
save it for the accent.
What are the rules? What are the rules to marbles? Does anyone even know? Even Jax? Does anyone know? You bounce on the marbles, Jax, and like
in a circle, and then you use your one marble to like flick at the marbles, and then the ones that fall out of the circle, you collect. It's kind of like Pogs, right?
No, Pogs is flipping over. I think Marbles is more like sumo concept. Rules.
You have your one that you use to try to obtain more that are all in a pile together.
I don't know if there's a gambling aspect to marbles or not. Yeah. I don't know if any of us know how marbles work.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like people had a lot of marbles, but nobody ever like, did you ever play? I don't recall ever like actually drawing a circle and trying to play marbles, you know?
I had
a lot of marbles. You said you did once?
Yeah, I did a little bit as a kid. And then I think I moved on very, very quickly. This is horrible. This should have not made the field of 64, yeah. Dan. So no,
you check the text. I can check the text. I think you might have said both of these.
Wow.
Yes. So, okay. Yes. If I mention them, I'm just mentioning toys.
I made sure to put everything you guys mentioned, made it into the list. I thought you were a huge Jax head.
He's just bouncing the ball. I picked up seven.
I'll go marbles just because they're pretty to look at, I guess. More pretty than what? Checks. I don't know.
So this is so it says marbles, you try to flick one into the circle, and then you try to flick one at that one to knock it out of the circle, and then you get the marble
if like shuffleboard.
You knock it out. So yeah, it's like pause.
Shuffleboard-esque.
We've wasted far too much time talking about jacks and marbles when clearly none of us gives a single damn about any of this.
Apparently we do.
Let's just say marbles and move on.
Yeah.
Is that your vote, marbles? I need official votes for
it's
the science.
It's going to get crushed either way.
Jacks.
Next round.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then it's up to Kofi.
Yeah. You said jacks? Why
would you say jacks?
Marbles.
To say something. It's going to lose next round. It doesn't matter what it is.
That's fair.
Marbles advances, and it will face in the next round either Erector Set or Tinker Toy.
I thought you were going to say Lincoln Logs. I was like, Lincoln Logs might win this whole thing if it's on here.
It's on here.
Oh, crap. Erector Set. I never had an Erector Set.
Really?
Erector Sets were dope, man.
They were really dope. My vote is, to be honest, I don't know what a Tinker Toy is. I guess I'll look it up.
Question. So this is just, what is the thing? Cranking up the big ball. Connects. This is just like crappy Connects.
Not Erector crappy, Set was more actual like washers and bolts and stuff. There's more like actual tools.
I see that now. I see that now. Okay, this is what like kids would build if they were trying to be on Robot Wars.
Erector Sets is awesome. What Tinker Toys would hope to be. Erector Set is the evolution of a Tinker Toy. That's what an Erector Set is. I'm trying to think of a sports parallel, but there's degrees of separation. I'll say Erector Set easy.
Yeah. Erector Set definitely.
Yes, sir.
And also, I confirmed Jax was E's idea.
You didn't even vote for it. You didn't even vote for it. Bro. It's your idea.
I'm listing toys. Okay. That's my goal. I'm just listing toys to make the field. My question isn't why was it included at all. It's why did it make the field of 64 if Cabbage Patch Kids couldn't even make it? Dan?
Because you said Jax and you didn't say Cabbage Patch Kids.
That doesn't mean that.
Dan, it's your responsibility.
It's your podcast.
We didn't have like actual seating.
There's some seating. Seating happened, yeah.
Yeah, but you can't have these two go up against each other. And what I said in the text was there, you have to have what we call enhancement toilet. Enhancement toilet. Toys that are in there for the purpose of being knocked out. You can't put those two up against each other. You see what I'm saying? Why would you? How could you see those two against each other, Dan? That's questionable bracketing, bro.
Like put Hit Clips in.
Put Skip It against Jax. And bop it against marbles.
Right. Skip it versus bop it. Come on, that's a main event right there.
You just said that you seeded this, and so we want the heavy hitters to be at the end.
Exactly.
But you put two
had it in the name, and then you got to put them together.
Bro, Jackson marbles, two garbage ones against each other.
Right, knock one of them out, and then we only waste one argument on the garbage ones.
That's lazy booking.
You're a very lazy booker.
That's lazy, man.
This is my toy E-fit.
Yeah, he just got done writing the tournament right before we did the podcast. He had a couple rewrites.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Next up, Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Ooh.
Versus a paper football.
Hungry Hungry Hippos. Come on, man.
Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Hungry, hungry hippos.
Well, I feel like we should make a case for how, bruh, we all played paper football. Just because it's simple doesn't mean we should dismiss it. We should talk about its merits. Does it not have merits?
It has merits, but compared to Hungry, Hungry Hippos, those merits don't matter.
I don't know. I think I probably I spent more time playing. Think about at a cafeteria. How many times you were in school and you were bored and you would play and you would take your hand. You would take your hand and you push that paper football. And the goal was to get it to the edge of the table. Some of that football would have to hang off the edge of the table. But if it went too far, then you would lose possession. You know what I mean? So you'd have to use some a little bit of force, but not too much. So you needed some delicacy in there as well. Nice. I feel like we should. Let's consider it now. I know it's real simple and I laughed immediately, but I think we should talk about the merits. And also you got to flick it. It was very portable. So we can go with that. Very, very portable, right. Very easy to make, you know, for people of any position on the socioeconomic ladder, we could all play. It was a game that unified us all from black to brown to white, from rich to poor, from male to female, from people of all races, colors and creeds. Paper football was for all, one and all. And Hungry, Hungry Hippos was quite the game. But you know what? The more I think about it, the way that paper football struck out to unify us all, to bring us all together during lunch times and other times of boredom and downtime at schools. All you needed was a surface, a table, and all you needed in addition to that was a piece of paper and someone who could fold it and your fingers for the goals, for the extra points and field goals and whatnot. So let us not frown upon paper football. Let us not scoff at it. Let us not dismiss it because it sought to make us all one. So my vote, boys and girls, is for paper football.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And I congratulate you. But in the middle there, when you're talking about it, bringing people together and everyone can play it, I wasn't sure if you were talking about Hungry, Hungry Hippos or paper football because they're both very much a group-oriented thing. Where people get excited and hype. Paper football, absolutely fantastic. And you are correct. Many a time spent in the lunchroom because it was easy, it was portable. But you're telling me that you would have had less excitement if somebody was like, let's break out the Hungry, Hungry Hippos. Now you got four people beating on the table constantly, so much noise, so much energy. I'm telling you, paper football, so much fun. So much love for paper football, especially if you play in the dirty way where you score a goal, then you got to flick a coin at somebody's hand, like with bloody knuckles. Like that was it. But Hungry, Hungry Hippos, just come on. That's, you don't get that energy in paper football, son. You don't get a full arm workout playing paper football. You don't sweat playing paper football. You don't have that pride of beating three other people because your hippo ate the most.
The most.
Playing paper football. Let's go, Hungry, Hungry Hippos. Let's go.
Come on, man. You guys voted for Easy Bake Oven. This should also transition into, you know, voting for Hungry, Hungry Hippos as well. You know what I'm saying? With the gluttony and everything. So I'm going with Hungry, Hungry Hippos as well, because like Woods was saying, the hype behind playing Hungry, Hungry Hippos, I never saw people get more fired up for paper football than they did for Hungry, Hungry Hippos. People waiting in line to try to get you, trying to get in, trying to get one of those four spots, trying to get one of those four hippos, you know? Hungry, Hungry Hippos, easy.
You saw people waiting in line for Hungry, Hungry Hippos?
That never happened, never in life.
Of course,
go to daycare?
There's only four people allowed to play. Everybody in the class would be, are you serious?
If you got other board games going on?
No.
I'm not buying it.
Hungry, Hungry Hippos, man.
First of all, who's carrying around? If you're at lunch, nobody's carrying around Hungry, Hungry Hippos. That's cumbersome.
It's loud too. All the balls.
Right. And God forbid they go flying off the table. Well, now you got to go chase them.
Yeah. That's where the finesse comes in.
Y'all's teachers didn't have board games in their classrooms?
You didn't. Hungry, Hungry Hippos advances over a paper football.
Paper football never had a commercial. You know what I'm saying?
On a bridge with a bottomless pit. Like we're in a space where we can get the marbles if they fall off the table.
Come up.
Nah, and did you vote for marbles? You love marbles. That's Hungry, Hungry Hippos have marbles.
Well, going back to Kobe's point, paper football didn't need a commercial because it didn't need to be marketed. It didn't need marketing.
There was no money in paper football.
Exactly. It didn't need to be sold. I didn't ask what was the most commercially appealing game. That wasn't the point. Well, it's not about commerce here.
The reason why it was marketable is because
it's fine.
Yeah.
Next up.
Hungry, Hungry.
It supercedes commerce.
I know you play football and you have a little affinity towards it, but you know.
It's the same thing, right? Woods put his hand in the dirt, too. Big nose tackle.
Oh, you true. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, let's go.
I
wasn't big enough to play in college.
I played a little bit myself.
Super Soaker. Super Soaker versus Tamagotchi.
Ooh, I had both.
Yeah.
I had both. Well, actually, my sister's Tamagotchi. I feel like I keep mentioning, I think I just played a lot of my sister's toys. I'm not sure I had any toys. My sister had a Tamagotchi, and that was dope because you learned how to feed. You had to keep your little, what was it, an animal, an alien? I don't remember. It was something that you had to keep alive. And that was a nice life lesson because you would check on it every day. But Super Soakers, in the state of Florida, where we got sun out year round, where there's nothing better than running around in the grass. Kick your shoes off. No need for shoes. You're just out there hiding behind pillars and columns. It's just you and your friends soaking each other. And, you know, that's not, and not a weird way. Not a weird way. But you know what I'm saying. You had your Super Soakers out there. And it was summer fun. And that's, you know, if I could take a moment of childhood and put it on a commercial, make you feel good inside, it would be like a slow-mo clip of just kids out there having fun, smiling, laughing under the summer sun with Super Soakers. Mm-hmm. That's, and you know, and the parents too would love to jump in too with their Super Soakers and come out from, you know, behind the screen and spray the kids too. And then maybe you would, the screen door.
Screen door. I know what you're talking about.
Don't run in the house. Don't get me. I'm in the house. You can't get me. You would see Rockies because you're in the house and you would think you're safe. And then they might come in the house and my parent might say, don't you shoot that Super Soaker in the house. Don't you do it. That's the kind of fun. Those are the kind of memories you get from a Super Soaker. So easily Super Soaker.
Yeah. All those reasons. I'll say for the upgrade, I remember when Super Soakers came out, and before you just had like those little squirt guns, which were cool.
Pistols, yeah.
But then Super Soaker, when you pump up the pressure till you can't pump it anymore, you know, and let it go, release it, man.
Got the backpack.
Yeah,
the backpack was sick.
Too.
I never had it, but it looked dope.
It was awesome.
Yeah,
the backpack is still useful. So we used the backpack at conventions. So we did a Mr. Freeze from Batman cosplay and had the Super Soaker backpack and just had drinks in the backpack.
What so kind you could of
shoot
drinks?
Them out of the gun. We had alcoholic beverages. One had vodka, one had Powerade, and you mix them together.
Just checking.
It's delicious. So I'll go Super Soaker, but I at this point I can't even remember what it's up against.
Tamagotchi.
I have a question that might change my mind. Are we counting Chows from
Sonic Adventure? No.
Okay. Then I'm
no. Super different Soakers. Thing. Okay. They were digital. This is the physical Tamagotchi.
Yeah, yeah. No, you could have on the VMUs.
On the VMU. Well, VMU, I think, goes under the video game category. Okay, gotcha. VMU doesn't count.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, totally. Super Soakers. No, I'm with you on VMUs. Those were great. Yeah. Okay. Unanimous. Super Soaker advances. Moving into the right side of the bracket, we've got Ghostbusters versus Slinky.
Like Ghostbuster toys?
The figures. The figures, the toy sets, the firehouse, the Ecto-1, all that stuff.
Proton packs?
Yeah, of course, of course.
Containment units?
Yeah, weird Slimer stuff.
Yeah. And what was the other one?
Slinky.
I feel like you get, it's like brand versus product. I'd go with Ghostbusters. I mean, Slinky's cool. But have you seen those people who are like good with Slinkies? It gets a completely different toy than just something that falls down the stairs.
I've never seen that.
Seen Ace Ventura 2?
A long time ago, but I don't remember the scene. If there was a
Slinky scene, yeah.
Yeah. You know what would always make me mad about Slinkies, and it's been reinforced since my kids have gotten Slinkies too, is when they get caught up within themselves.
Oh, that's
and
very
then you
annoying.
Have to try to and then you have to try to unravel it. It's almost impossible. And then when you do, it's all like the elasticity or what the springiness is gone. So it's not the same toy. It's essentially ruined if you get it like tangled up, which was inevitable. So, I can't vote for Slinky on this one.
I'm changing mind. I'm going Slinky.
You're going Slinky.
Yeah. I'm watching a guy do tricks with it right now. It's so cool. It's so sick.
Down to you then.
Ghostbusters?
Yeah, bro.
Slinky is an old man's toy. For real. Like the people, like when was Slinky invented?
Let's see.
That was 1860. That's what I'm expecting.
Yeah, the wooden sinkies, 1730. Okay,
1945.
Wow.
It's when it was demonstrated. But so it was developed in 1943, and then it like debuted at this place in Philadelphia with like tricks and stuff in 45 in November.
I mean, hats off to people during that time, 1945. Salute to all of y'all who had nothing else to do, who were just working with the means you had. You know what? The Model T had just come out, what, a few years prior? You know what I'm saying?
The Edsel?
Right. The people were probably still, you know, still remaining people on horseback.
Model T came out in 1908.
I said a few years later. Didn't I? Look, I don't know what a slinky is used for. I don't know what it does. I know it. You put it, it falls down. What's the point?
How much entertainment can you get out of a slinky?
At some point, watch the video I just sent you, and this is what you do with this. This is what a good slinkier looks like.
But it's Ghostbusters, and Ghostbusters was real cool when we were kids. And as Kofi mentioned, you know, a lot of cool little facets. It was real cool. So let's go. Man,
you felt legit when you had a Ghostbuster toy on, didn't you? Like, when you dressed up as the Ghostbusters.
The weird thing you step on. Is that the proton pack or is the backpack the proton pack?
It's a lot. And then
the backpack is the proton pack. You step on the containment unit to open up the gate.
That's right.
The PKE meter was to see the ghosts, where were the ghosts at? You know what I mean?
Yep.
And the toy that they had, like, you know, had the two antennas, but they would spin around.
Right. And also, as you know, I've talked about my dad and his exorcism. So for me, you know, catching ghosts, getting ghosts out of people, that's something that I can relate to. That's something that resonated with me.
That's the real life.
Right. So that's something that I can connect with as someone who was anti-ghost and had some experience. I guess my dad was a Ghostbuster in many ways, a real life Ghostbuster. Yeah.
So then would you guys ever, if you had the little containment unit, so we would drink like the high C, like the Ecto cooler.
Yeah.
And then open the containment unit and toss it in the containment unit like we just caught Slimer.
Okay.
But I'm still going Slinky, so I get some love.
All right. Ghostbusters advances. Next up, Clue versus Beanie Babies.
Clue is a hello game. But if we're talking about toy fervor, and I know we made this case with Tickle Me Elmo, and it didn't move forward, but Beanie Babies I actually got into. And I remember there was a time where you wouldn't even really get Beanie Babies because they were cool and because you enjoyed them. But you were trying to retire off of Beanie Babies. That's how serious it got. That's how real Beanie Babies got. Because you would hear these crazy stories of people getting a very rare Beanie Baby and they were now going for thousands or maybe even tens of thousands of dollars. That's how hot Beanie Babies were. You might snuff your neighbor over a Beanie Baby. You might kick a child over a Beanie Baby. It was life or death over Beanie Babies. And I also thought they were, I thought they were aesthetically pleasing. I liked them as well. So they're very cool to collect and whatnot. But the fervor for Beanie Babies, I remember as a kid, I feel like that was the one that was in my wheelhouse that resonated with me during Beanie Babies, because I very much remember that time and I remember how hot they were. So I will go with Beanie Babies.
So I thought that if I got these, I could just be a millionaire, never have to work. I have Sable Beanie Baby and the Stone Cold Beanie Baby. And I've had these since they came out.
Those do not have a tie tag on them.
They have a tag. The tags are on
them. But not a tie. That's not official.
Those not Beanie Babies?
I have a Foley one in my closet with a Socko.
Boom.
But are they made by tie? Those are not Beanie Babies.
They're not Beanie. Those are bears.
Yeah, you
those
guys are stuffed bears.
Can I tell you something?
Unless you
tell you something. This, what you're telling me, is brand new information.
The company they're
made so long is because they're Beanie Babies. I'm looking. There's a WWE tag on it.
I'm gonna cash out. That's bootleg, bro.
I legit. And then I just had them because I was like, I've just had them for so long. But when I got them, I was like, this is my ticket. And so I just always kept them. And now you guys are telling me they're not even real, and all I had to do was look at the tag. I never even crossed my mind.
You think during the Attitude Era, Ty would have partnered with this company and made a Sable Beanie Baby?
Bro, dude, they had sponsors with Stridex, so a bunch of random stuff. I said, I don't know who they sponsor with. I'm 14. I don't know. They still had the F in the logo. I'm a little kid at this point. I'm using allowance money to buy these.
Yeah, those are no good. I think the bottom fell out of the market anyway with Beanie Babies, if I recall, right?
Yeah.
It's not like you're making money anymore off of Beanie Babies that I recall. But yes, Beanie Babies were real hot. Yeah, I think Beanie Babies, what are they up against again?
They're up against Clue.
Clue. No love for Clue?
Clue is fantastic. We've got Clue sitting over here, but it's...
Clue was fun. I played a lot of Clue.
It still holds up. It still holds up. It's a fun little game. It's not my favorite game, but I never got into Beanie Babies. I mean, you guys have already both voted for Beanie Babies anyway, so we might as well move on. But I'll go for Clue. Just give it some cred, you know?
Yeah, right. it should get some cred. It's good.
Beanie Babies advances. How many of these 64 things do you have within 15 feet of you right now?
I have no idea. I don't know what the bracket is.
You've already been able to like produce several of them. Like you walk 4 feet and come back with one.
Well, I didn't go get Clue. I know I've got Golden Girls Clue back here in the shrine.
That counts.
For definite, but we'll see what you say.
Next up, Silly Putty versus Tonka Trucks.
Oh, Tonka Trucks for me. Tonka Trucks for me, because they just have a lot more mobility. I mean, like Silly Putty, I think in theory was all right. Like you put it on the newspaper and you make a little reverse image. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like what else? It doesn't bounce or
it bounces.
It bounces. Okay. I never used it as a bouncing toy.
But if you made it like an oval, it had to be a perfect sphere. Otherwise you throw it and then it bounces and you never see it again.
But when you bounce off the floor, it would pick up whatever nasty, gross stuff was on the floor.
It was disgusting. Yeah.
Now you just have like a lint ball. Mm-hmm.
Do you know when Silly Putty was invented?
1860.
You say it's 1914.
Crayola's History of Silly Putty states that some man named Wright, James Wright, invented it in 1943. I'm going to be hard-pressed, as someone born in 1986, I'm going to be very hard-pressed to vote for anything created 40 years before I was born. What do you do with Silly Putty? What am I supposed to do with this thing?
Can you look up Monopoly? When was Monopoly invented?
I feel like
that might be before your cutoff. I could be wrong. I just want to check your logic here as the moderator.
You might very well be wrong. And once you're wrong, I would like some kind of apology because you're clearly trying to make a fool out of me.
I got it. Monopoly, 1935.
Wow. Interesting. But look how it grew.
That's interesting.
But look how it grew. Did it not grow?
Same game.
Look how it grew. It became more colorful. They reached out to different brands. What has Silly Putty done? How has it evolved?
Silly Putty, yeah.
Silly Putty's doing the same gimmick for all these decades. Whereas Monopoly, look at all these brands they've reached out
to. Kids Monopoly.
Now they're in video games. Monopoly. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. So, Dan, don't you ever open your mouth to try to make a fool out of me. I got
a valid ass. This gave a year cut off. There were no qualifiers. Oh, you gave me a year.
I said, I'm going to be
the moderator.
Pressed.
It's my duty. I have to call you out on that.
I say, some games are so exceptional.
You got a job.
That they can exceed that barrier that I created. Mm. Mm-hmm. So don't you dare.
He's just doing his job. Come on, dude.
Once again, Silly Putty, I'm not really sure its point. I remember playing with it a little bit as a kid, but I feel like I would take Play-Doh over Silly Putty.
Yeah.
Play-Doh was kind of cooler. I'll save it. But yes, I feel like Silly Putty is an inferior version of that. And what was it up against again?
Tonka Trucks.
Yeah. I don't even remember playing with Tonka Trucks a ton, but they were cool little trucks as a kid.
But they're durable too. Like they were made out of actual metal. So you could take them outside and you know what I mean? Like they felt like actual dump trucks and you put sand in them and you felt like you had a nice, you know, high quality truck, not just a little plastic truck. Very well constructed. I got a Tonka, man. Tonka all
very
day.
True. And as a kid too, I think I was always looking for little, games that my wrestlers could partner with. You know what I mean? So it was kind of cool. You could take your wrestlers. I had my very first figures were Hacksaw Jim Duggan and a Jake the Snake. And those were really the staples of my little federation. But it's cool. You know, once they're done wrestling, I could also take them out of that world and put them in like a Tonka truck. And now we can ride around and we could do other things with other toys. So I feel like that was a toy that I could collaborate with
for sure
with my wrestlers. Let's guess.
Like when they get off the clock, you know, and it's like us, when we get out of the ring, we go home, we get into a car, you know, you put them in the Tonka truck and you start living the life out, you know, off screen life. Yeah.
Right. You know, they date too. They got bills. They go out in the town.
There's no way that the actual Jim Duggan didn't own a truck.
Oh,
yeah. He definitely drove a truck. Yes.
You got it.
Next up, Tonka Trucks advances. Creepy Crawlers versus a trampoline.
Oh, damn.
So when you say Creepy Crawlers, are you talking like all Creepy Crawlers stuff? Because they had figures, they had the oven, they
anything
had like
with it on the
vehicles.
Box. Yes. Like, if it said creepy crawlers on the box, it is valid for these purposes.
Trampoline, really dog. Trampoline. So as a kid, I always wanted my own trampoline. That was one of the most fun like outdoor activities you could do, is just jump on a trampoline. I feel like you could do that for hours and hours. And I always wanted one. And I think my neighbor had one. And it's kind of cool when you have a fence and you just see that little head pop up over that fence every time. And you just, and you know they're on that trampoline having a good time, man. That's, and I didn't have one. Yeah.
That's our neighbors right now. They built a trampoline like into the yard. So it's like this really cool like area, you know, but my kids every day, you know, be looking outside and they'll see the neighbors like jumping on the trampoline. It's still, it legit still, like you talk about still holding up. They have like full trampoline parks now.
Yeah.
You know, you go in altitude. There's a Rocket bunch of different jump. Places.
Yeah. They'll have basketball goals where you can do dunks and stuff on it.
Right. Slam ball. Got a lot of cool. Who doesn't want to jump that high?
Yeah. And I feel like a lot of us as wrestlers too, I mean, not that I do flippy stuff, but that's where like your first integration into learning to flip and backflip and doing a lot of that cool stuff is try that on a trampoline.
Acrobatics, trampoline.
Do we trampoline have official votes for trampoline?
That's an official one for me.
Yes.
I'll tell you that right
Same.
Now.
Same.
So it don't much matter what you say, Wood. Go ahead and say what you say. Say what you got to say. At least make your case for creepy crawlers.
Put them over. Yeah, you got
an affinity. Also, creepy crawlers is a thing for me. So like it got in my head and we started talking about the Easy Bake Oven, because there was the creepy crawler oven. You can make gummies. And that to me, that blew my mind, because I, at the time, like I couldn't get enough of gummy bears or gummy things, gummy worms, whatever. So the fact you could make it, I was already in. But then the creepy crawlers had figures because they had a cartoon where there were creepy crawler superheroes, and they had a thing in their stomachs where they had to sleep upside down in order to like get their power back so they could fight again. And so the figures had the stuff and everything. It was a very synergistic brand. Everything made you want to experience everything else more. So I felt like for that like 6-8 months or whatever, like I would eat, sleep and breathe creepy crawlers. I loved them. So that's my argument. But again, there's trampoline parks. Like I can't contend with that. I love all of that stuff too. But just so that we got some, I'll go creepy crawlers.
There you go.
But I
represent, respect.
Yeah. Trampoline is a monster. Trampoline could win this all.
It should have been trampoline up against marbles. That's what should have happened.
Seating, enhancement toilet.
Jack's got that spot. Sorry.
And I don't know about you guys. So like I was a smaller kid, and so for the first like part of my life, I didn't like trampolines because I'd always get double jumped and it would knock my knees into my chest and I'd like blow the wind out of me. And so like many a time I'd get off a trampoline because the kids were too big and they would just bully me on it. And so I hated them for the longest time.
I got launched up once and it was like exposed springs and my thigh went down in between when I fell down, sliced it right open. Yeah. And then my friend told me the way to cure it would be to put lemon juice in it. And I put lemon juice on my giant gash. Didn't help anything.
But you see, danger, I think, is a nice element of a great game. A little bit of danger adds to the fun.
And trampoline wins.
Is it what vein is in your thigh that you bleed out pretty fast? That's too dangerous.
The femoral artery.
Yeah. There's a lot of blood. There's a lot going on there.
Yeah. That's a little too dangerous for me.
Yes. And finally, for this episode, we've got Lego versus the game of life.
Oh, damn.
Well, he snickers for a good reason.
Yeah.
The game of life is a fine game. It's a quality board game. Another board game that I'm sure was invented in 1926. But Legos, actually, I take back what I said about trampoline. Lego should win it all. Lego is my number one overall seed.
Wow, Dave, overall,
probably. Think about how incredible Legos are from young to... Dan was just talking about his Lego collection and how massive it is. Tell the people about it, Dan.
I've got like four things. I never said it was massive. I'm buying a lot now because I never got to have it as a kid because they were very expensive as a kid. They were so desirable when I would go to a friend's place. And so now that I'm an adult, I just buy Legos now. So I'm getting into it. I wouldn't say I have a collection yet.
They got Legos for everything these days. Shoes, Lego brand shoes, Adidas collaborations.
The Game of Life was sold in 1860.
You're lying.
What?
And then the next sentence is, as 1960 approached, Milton Bradley enlisted an independent inventor to come up with a game that would commemorate the firm's 100th anniversary. And then they altered it. So they took the life name from the 1860 predecessor, but then it says made a completely new game for a new era. So they just took the same name and made a different game. So 1960, we'll say.
So like the Pony Express turned into the Postal Service.
Yeah. 1860, but 1960.
It was a good game, though.
It's a fine game, but you could take that Civil War era game and take it out of this bracket. And you know what? There should be something to a game still standing the test of time. That, right. You know, hats off to you. Thank you for your service. I want to shake your hand and salute you. You know, hands so straight it's curved, because you've gone on a hell of a run. But just like Old Yeller. Just like the horse that has given its all, you know, you're hobbled now, you're a little broken down. But I don't want the kids to see this. So let's just take you to the back. You know, we got an acreage. Let's take you to the very back, away from the big house, back behind the barn. And let's put you out of your misery.
Oh,
let's
my put God.
You
on rest,
because you've done a great job. And we're gonna build a nice grave for you.
Oh my God.
Headstone. And we're gonna always salute you and tell stories about you. But your time is done. Cause Lego's here. Lego is here. And Lego is here to dominate. Man, Lego's the most incredible toy game building experience I think that has ever existed. It's up there in the conversation, at least. The Definitely. Star Wars Legos alone, as someone I really got into Star Wars once they remastered the original trilogy when we were like teenagers. I had this moment where I was really into it. And just I definitely owned a few Lego sets. Nothing super memorable. I can't remember which ones I owned. Some of the more immaculate ones. But even like, I can't remember how many pieces were there. But even like the 50-piece ones that were like specialized, those were like fairly expensive too. Not even the massive ones, but they're quite expensive. But they're just something about them that's just very, very cool to me.
I appreciate the passion, E, but unfortunately, I think you're disqualified from voting for this. They were formed in 1932.
What? Legos?
Lego. What? The Lego company.
I said I'm hard pressed. I didn't say there was a... What Lego has done, once again, what? You fool.
I'm just tracking the rules, man.
Once again, you fool. I said any brand that can reinvent itself.
I'm just taking your own word,
Putty,
man.
Silly Putty has done nothing. That was my point since 1940-something. They've done nothing. What Lego has done is they've reinvented themselves. They got a whole movie, a feature film, and there was multiple. There were many Lego movies, and they were incredible. They weren't just for kids. I was a grown man, and I watched
Were they silent movies?
It.
Was this like
I
Buster Keaton?
It with pleasure. No, you idiot. No, you dummy.
The name calling. Oh no, not like this. But no, he's just doing his job. That's what we're here line. For.
He crossed the line. He's trying to make you sure
you got that silent era Lego set.
How dare you?
Lego white great pieces. It was only black and white back then. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Was it Will Arnett that was in the Lego movies?
Yeah, he was
very, very good. Yes. Legos is a powerhouse.
Legos. I mean, the Game of Life did have the good theme song on the commercial. You can be a winner at the Game of Life. And then a good commercial. Just want to put that out there for it, you know?
I got to ask this question. Like, is the Game of Life fun?
Actually,
it had a good spin on it.
Ever being fun.
I don't remember. Yeah, maybe not.
It's one of the spinner games, right? Spin to see how many spaces you move.
It and then you move.
Put the little pegs in the car and that's your family or whatever.
It's like that and Candyland games like that. Just give me a real game.
Do you go through the whole spectrum of life with the Game of Life? Do you die at the end? I forgot.
That's how you win.
Sweet, sweet death. The
you
release
put
of
in
death.
Retirement so that your family doesn't have to buy your casket and pay for your funeral. You win.
Right. Oh, I think my problem with the Game of Life too is its inaccuracy. Like where is the depressive period? Where is your drinking problem?
Yeah.
Where are the dark times? I don't think that's what I need. I need a more realistic Game of Life. That really gets into the nitty gritty of what life is and the despair that waits for you.
In E's Game of Life, you draw the card, you've been fired. Oh no, next card, your wife left you. Oh no, next card, you lost custody of your kids. Oh no, you win. Wait, what? Because your life is over. Oh God.
That's more realistic. That I can get jiggy with. Jeez. I can get jiggy to that.
Lego wins and my duties for today are over. I'll let you guys close it out as we will have to finish up the first round next week and hopefully the rest of the tournament.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us for this first part. And like Dan said, we will jump back into it next time. So we know that you're probably getting heated as well over all of these choices. So make sure to stay in the conversation with us using the hashtag #NewDayPod. If you know the rules to marbles and you are offended, I can't say that I'm sorry because it's such a, I don't know. But maybe there's some real cool aspect of it. If we're missing out on something with these toys that we're not putting into the next round, let us know. Send us the information. Send us videos of you guys playing. Send us videos of the World Championships, what have you, because we want to be educated as well. But like we said, thanks for listening. Tell your friends about this podcast. Tell them to go check it out wherever they listen to their podcast. Just type in New Day in the search bar. Click the pink picture with the three black guys' faces. That is us. Do it and support your boys. You can catch me on the Instagram and Twitter at Austin Creed Wins. Catch me on the YouTubes Up Up Down Down and follow Up Up Down Down on Instagram and Twitter at Up Up Down Down without the O's. And check out all the sweet merch on UUDDShop.com. And watch D4 when it starts.
And you can catch me at True Kofi on the Twitter and at The True Kofi on the gram.
I'm at WWE Biggie on Twitter and on Instagram. And you know what? I always tell people not to follow me, but you can follow me because I got a lot of things to plug. That's what I do these days. We are still selling the Royal Rumble gear. The very last piece right now is up right now. And all the proceeds go to Food Link New York, which is a Rochester-based charity in honor of our boy, our beloved friend, John Huber. Also, our Kickstarter, Our Heroes Rock, is still live, is still going, is still kicking. We've met our goal, but we have a stretch goal. 3D animation is very, very expensive, and we want nothing but the best for this project. So please spread the word. Please feel free to back us at OurHeroesRock.org. Also, feel free to catch the New Day Pod t-shirt on the Up Up Down Down shop, or if you want, you can also go to WWE shop as well and watch Laser Wolf. Seasons 1 and 2 are floating out there in the ether somewhere. They may be off HBO Max. They may be on it. I don't really know. But look for Laser Wolf. It's a very fun and cool show. And I think I'm out of plugs for now. And that's it.
I'm at Dan Reichert on everything. R-Y-C-K-E-R-T. That's it.
So you got going on? No side projects?
I got to, you know, the social business and all that stuff. I'm just, yeah, Dan Reichert.
Okay. Respect.
That's it.
Respect.